American whistleblower Edward Snowden says he remains free to publish information about the U.S. government's spying activities, adding that the information serves the public's interest. Snowden made those remarks in a letter to the Ecuadorian president. The former contractor at the U.S. Central Intelligence Agency thanked the country for the risk of standing for the human rights of an individual against one of the most powerful governments in the world. He also criticized some countries for their silence over the issue due to Washington's threats. Well, to discuss that a bit further, we're now joined by Mark Glenn, who is with the Crescent and Cross Solidarity Movement, and he's joining us now via Skype from Idaho. Mr. Glenn, thanks a lot for joining us. Now, I wanted to ask you about how you feel at this point about Edward Snowden and his many revelations about the U.S. spying program, now on EU officials as well.
Well, I don't doubt that what he's saying is the truth, but the question that we have to ask is why all of a sudden now are we going to be paying this kind of close attention to it, when it has been well known ever since 9/11 that the National Security Agency and other intelligence agencies within the United States government have been listening in? We had the entire debacle involving the warrantless wiretaps, and now all of a sudden, at a time when Barack Obama is being pressured by certain parties with very deep ties with the U.S. media, to initiate war against Syria and to initiate war against Iran, the biggest scandal of his presidency has erupted that could very well lead to him being impeached. So, as I said, while I do not doubt that what Snowden is saying is the truth, I do have to question the timing on this and whether there is something more underground, more sinister about this that is meant to push Barack Obama into doing something that he does not want to do, namely war against Syria and Iran.
And do you believe, Mr. Glenn, that this relationship between the EU and the United States has been somewhat dented by this?
Yes, there's no question about this. This is absolutely a disaster for the American diplomatic community. Not necessarily that the EU wasn't aware that the United States had to have been listening in. This is just common knowledge among the diplomats, just to assume that their conversations are not private. But at the same time, this being made public before the eyes and ears of the world and putting the United States on such a, I mean, this is the kind of stuff that you would have expected under the Soviet Union. So the fact that this is being broadcast now so loudly across the world, threatening to undo the decades of cooperation that have existed between the United States and Europe, is absolutely, like I said, this is the equivalent of a political atomic bomb for the president. So there's no telling which way this is going to go, particularly now that it has involved Russia. Russia has decided to give Snowden at least temporary protection, has refused to extradite him, and has raised Putin's standing in the world. So this is, like I said, this is something that I guarantee you is keeping Barack Obama awake at nights, and I think that it's going to be keeping him awake for many nights in the future.
And just briefly, if you can, Mark Glenn, how do you think history will judge Edward Snowden, a hero or a traitor?
Well, I think that there is going to be a question mark on Snowden for quite some time. Given the fact that there are many unanswered questions about him. Certainly, he has done the right thing in wakening the American people up to the dangers of their privacy. He's gone a long way towards shattering this pointless illusion that Americans are free and that we have the right to export this freedom that we do not have to the rest of the world through the use of war. So I think that Snowden is going to be remembered for many, many years and decades to come. We just have to hope that the American people will learn a valuable lesson from this and that they will take the reins of government and indeed bring freedom to themselves that they at least presume to celebrate every July the 4th.
Okay, as always, we do sincerely appreciate your insight. That was Mark Glenn speaking to us live from Idaho.